Welcome to Stand and Deliver, the most complete, powerful, and practical audio program ever created on the art and science of public speaking. Today, the Dale Carnegie Organization is the world's leading resource for public speaking mastery, and this has been true for almost a century. Just as certainly, the Nightingale-Conant Corporation is the world leader in audio learning technology. Now, Dale Carnegie and Nightingale-Conant are proud to bring you this definitive program on speaking in public. So, whether you're just starting out or if you already have extensive experience with oral presentations, Stand and Deliver will take you to the next level of mastery. So, let's get started. Literally, since the dawn of civilization, the ability to speak well in front of others has been an ongoing human challenge. This was especially true for the classical civilizations of Greece and Rome. But public speaking ability was also highly esteemed in biblical times, and by Native American tribes, and by the cultures of India and China. Fascinating as it might be, however, our purpose here is not a history lesson. So right at the outset, we're going to introduce three key tools for creating a high-impact presentation. These are timeless principles upon which all great speakers have relied, though each has done so in his or her own way. By blending your unique identity with the universal principles we're about to discuss, you can transform yourself into an effective public speaker almost instantly. So please listen closely. What you're about to learn will have a dramatic effect not only on how you communicate to others, but on how you see yourself as well. The fact is, human beings are talking beings. We start talking when we wake up in the morning and we keep at it until we go to sleep, and some people don't even stop then. But in order to be an effective presenter, you need to understand the major difference between ordinary talking and speaking in public. You need to master certain key skills that create the illusion that your presentation is as personal as a one-on-one conversation. But that illusion is only possible when you've professionalized yourself as a speaker. David Letterman has the ability to speak with virtually anybody while 10 million viewers are looking in. Yet he's able to make this seem as casual as a break at the office water cooler. Now, you may not think of David Letterman as a great public speaker, but he draws on the same principles that virtually every accomplished speaker has used since ancient times. What are these principles? The first one is actually quite obvious, and maybe that's why so many speakers seem to forget it. It can be stated in a single, very short sentence. Know what you're talking about. Learn the material so well that you own it. Don't just have some expertise in your topic, master it. Be able to fill every second of your presentation with solid content. Once you're able to do that, 90% of your work will be done before you even get up in front of the audience. To make this point, Dale Carnegie liked to invoke the example of Luther Burbank, a great scientist by any measure and probably the greatest botanist of all time. Burbank once said, "I have often produced 1,000,000 plants in order to find one or two really good ones, and then I destroyed all the inferior specimens." A presentation ought to be prepared in that same lavish and discriminating spirit. Assemble 100 thoughts and discard 90, or even 99. Collect more material, more information than there is any possibility of employing. Gather it for the additional confidence it will give you, and for the sureness of touch. Gather it for the effect it will have on your mind and heart and whole manner of speaking. This is a basic factor in preparation, yet speakers constantly ignore it. Mr. Carnegie actually believed that speakers should know 40 times more about their topic than they share in a presentation. When speakers, especially inexperienced speakers, begin to prepare a talk, their biggest fear is not having enough to say to fill the allotted time. Most people worry that they'll run out of material in the middle of their talk, but they respond to this fear in a misguided way. They puff their presentation. They wind up trying to cram the story of their lives into their 15 minutes at the podium. The presentation gets bigger, but instead of really growing, it just swells. This is an especially dangerous pitfall for new speakers, since it's usually an unconscious process. The principle of knowing what you're talking about doesn't mean you have to say it all. You say just enough to fill your time effectively. You leave your audience wanting more. And if you've truly mastered your subject, they'll know that there is more. You'll project